Hey, this is Gary Ault. You've heard me before on Artist First Radio, but I want to tell you about a chance to hear me talk about a few new songs of mine, as well as a retrospective of my recent years of musical output on Wednesday, July 18th at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We'll dig deeper into my last CD, Art of Survival. Can you see Kimberly? Can you see me? Play a new song or two. And delve into tracks from some of my CDs that go a little farther back. Curious about the things that inspire a songwriter, or about the songwriting process itself? Or how in the world an indie artist navigates through the recording and promotion of new music? Tune in to Artist First Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Wednesday, July 18th to hear all that and more. That's 7 p.m. July 18th on Artist First Radio. Thanks.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into an Artist First music special. These shows air pretty sporadically. They are one of our weekly shows, but they are never concrete on their day, so you got to make sure you catch your artist on the day that you want to hear them. But today we have a special guest with us today by the name of Ramo, and we're going to listen to his EP that he has out entitled Running All Motherfuckers Over. So we're going to check that album out in just a minute. I just want to make sure that you guys know that Artist First is on Twitter. And you guys can follow us on Twitter. You just got to go to artist, or the Twitter handle is @artist_first. We tweet about, you know, upcoming shows, what's going on, and, you know, all kinds of stuff that Twitter is necessary for. We utilize that. So go ahead and follow us @artist_first. I'm your host, Corey King, and you can follow me on Twitter at Corey King, CoreyKingGG. But let's get things rolling with Ramo here. Hey, dude, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, Corey?
Not much, man. How you been?
I'm hanging in there, man. Just trying to work and get some music done.
Right on. So I'm going to guess that you are from Detroit because you have a Detroit hat on the front of your EP. Am I right?
Right.
Right on. What part of Detroit are you from?
From Detroit's west side.
Right on. Is that where is that near 8 Mile at all for anybody who has seen the 8 Mile movie? Is it around there?
Well, the background is downtown Detroit, but I grew up on 7 Mile, which is 1 mile down from 8 Mile. 7 Mile is actually the most popular street in Detroit, but everybody know who Eminem is. That's why
right.
8 Mile is popular.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. For people who don't know who you are and, you know, have never heard your music, just kind of rewind a little bit about how what you were doing before you got into music and how you knew music was going to be something that you were going to pursue. And, you know, something that's going to be something that you were going to be passionate about.
Well, this year I just recently said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and give it my all. I used to be in a group called Alcatraz, and we came across pretty much everybody you can come across, Eminem, Russell Simmons, and a lot of other people. But trying to manage all those personalities wasn't really good, and... You know, we did pretty good. We was we had a number one spot on satellite radio on Comcast, like when it first came out with like the radio great music choice thing.
Right on.
But I couldn't keep everybody together. And what kind of made me get into music was I was always into it, man. Back in the '80s, I used to look at movies like Beat Street and Crush Groove, and then my brother DJ, he could scratch. So I guess I kind of just picked it up along the way. And like I said, just recently I started really, really going at it strong. I always kind of wrote, but I just really started going at it like this year.
That's cool. Now, who are some of the people that, while growing up and, you know, as you got older, too, who are some of the people that you look up to as musicians? Who were you listening to and kind of, you know, taking tips from while you're listening to them and while writing your music?
Some of the people, like, in early 80s, you know, the usual, Run DMC, Kumo D, a lot of, like, the popular artists. A lot of my favorite hip-hop artists is from the West Coast, though. Ice-T, the Dog Pound, like the whole Death Row camp, Dr. Dre and W.A., you know, all those guys, Snoop, Twister, of course, from the Midwest. A lot of those guys, and definitely Tupac. Tupac, Ice-T, and like Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles. Those are like nice. My biggest influences.
Right on. Did you hear about Snoop Dogg changing his name to, like, I think it's Snoop Lion. Yeah, Snoop Lion. How do you feel about that?
He's been in the game for a long time. He probably feel like he could change it.
Right.
Well, he probably not feel like, but he probably felt it was time to change it.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully I can establish the career like he did. He had a long career. I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
Right on. And I feel like it's going to be tough for people to correct themselves. They're going to be like, oh, we're going to a Snoop Dogg concert. I mean, Snoop Lion, you know? It's just going to be hard to, like, associate yourself with him as a different name. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of weird. But that's cool. You're right. He can do whatever he wants. He's Snoop Dogg. Snoop Lion.
Yeah, magazines and people that work in the field is going to call him Snoop Lion, but all his fans and everybody, he's going to be Snoop Dogg.
Right, yeah, for sure. All right, well, you want to jump into the EP here? You want to do the first song off the track?
Yeah, is it Hustlin' Hard?
Yeah, Hustlin' Hard featuring Zeno.
Yeah, my man Zeno, he killed that hook. I wrote it, and he just took it to a whole nother level.
Right on.
So, yeah, we can get into that. That's cool.
All right, well, let's do it. This song is called Hustlin' Hard by Ramo off of the EP Running All Motherfuckers Over. Let's do it.
Lights, camera, action, sporting the latest fashion. Pulling up at something you couldn't even imagine. Life is like a dream, feeling like a king. We play this game to win, and I'm the captain of the team. Watch the 5-0, bar the bow to a screen. And when you touch down, it's off to bigger things. I'm feeling free, and I'm such a sight to see. I'm in the place to be, won't let these haters worry me. Until they bury me, I'm on some lavish. It's in the hood, feeling good, ghetto fabulous. I got to have it, as you can tell, I'm not the average. I came up in the land of the savage, huh? Well, you can get it at this jungle called the streets. You're just a kitty cat, boy, I'm a beast. You never get it back, life is just a lease. I'm right into these beats about my life up in these streets,
See, we hustling hard, trying to take over the world today.
Addicted to the light, my girl's addicted to the bling. And it ain't always what it seems, but I'm the definition of a brother said he getting. I got the ambition and the killer's intuition. I keep these suckers dissing and I keep these squad wishing that they can get close, but I steady shake them off. Once I break them off, then you know I'm taking off. I never settle cause I push it to the max. You could catch me cooling out with my big brother Eric Lax. And that's a fact. Yeah, we mash out, we get going, party hard till we pass out. And to my cousins in the pen, until we mother meet again. You never get it back, life is just the least. I'm right into these beats about my life up in the streets.
See, we hustling hard, trying to take over the world today. We just hustling.
Just play.
That song you just heard was Hustlin' Hard by Ramo off of his EP Running All Motherfuckers Over. And if you want to find out more about Ramo during this interview, you can actually tweet your questions to at Corey King, C-O-R-E-Y-K-I-N-G-G. That's me. I'm your host. And once you tweet your question, I will be able to read it to Ramo, and we will get it answered for you. Hey, Ramo, you still with me, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Right on. So tell us where you got the title of the EP at. How did you decide on that? Where'd that come from?
Oh, that came from my name. I just felt like it was appropriate how I was feeling.
Yeah.
I felt like running everybody over, so that's how I titled it.
Right on.
It was kind of easy.
Has it been hard to market? Have some people been sensitive about, you know, the motherfucker part in it?
I censor it when I write it.
Yeah.
You know, put asterisks in it.
Right. Oh, that, yeah, okay, that, because you also have track 4 on here is F asterisk asterisk K-E-D up. Yeah, so.
That is like, that's the most popular song on the CD. I get a lot of, most people like that track the most on there.
That's cool. Have you, now, you mentioned before that with your band Alcatraz beforehand, you guys had some radio play like on Sirius and stuff. Have you, has Ramo, yourself, have you been on any kind of stations or anything yet, besides Artists First, obviously, but have you found yourself getting any airplay yet with this EP? Is this the first one you released by yourself also?
Yeah, this is my first release. But Hustling Hard, it's actually all over the place on the internet. It's Two Dope Boys, Coast to Coast. It's on a lot of blogs and a lot of online radio. Not really on radio.
Cool. Well, I mean, today that's, you know, nowadays that's just as good as being on the radio with, mm-hmm. That's all anybody ever does is just get on the internet and live on the internet. So that's a good good place for it to be. And also, do you have a website or something where people can get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's ramodejanero.bandcamp.com. I know they're not going to be able to spell my name, so I'll spell it ramodejanero.bandcamp.com.
Right on.
You can go there and listen to the album, you know, and buy it. I think it's like $6.
Right on, everybody, go check it out. Bandcamp, or ramodejanero.bandcamp.com. So go check it out and get his album. Ramo, where are you pretty particular about your beats, and do you make your own beats? And also, when deciding on a beat, how do you know that that beat is going to be the right one for what you're trying to write for that particular song?
Yeah, I make my own beats. I might make about 20 of them and like one, yeah. Trash the other one.
Right.
And then I don't know, because like, as soon as something hits me, I'll be like, okay, this is something. Lyrics will flow as soon as I finish beat. You know, I might just break, you know, I might add a bunch of sounds, and then once I break it down, I can either see a story or I start to feel a hook, and the hook could come right to me. And then I'll just say, okay, I can take this. But a lot of times I just sit there and I try to come up with an idea. Or I might hear music throughout the day. I might do a rhythm in my phone. And when I get back to the house, I'll get on a computer in my MIDI and play it out.
Right on.
What was the second question?
Oh, just how do you know when, like, the beat is right? How do you know when, you know, you're going to settle on that beat?
Oh, yeah, that's how I know. I just feel it.
Oh, right on. I guess that's simple enough.
Yeah.
What kind of software are you using to make your beats?
I have Reasons, Nexus, Native Instruments. I have all those running through Fruity Loops, so.
Okay.
And I have thousands of drum sounds and everything.
Yeah. Did you, I've actually messed around with Reason and Fruity Loops. I really like Reason. I've been using it for a while. I make some electronic music myself. Mm-hmm. But Do you have like any like training in you know, electronic production, or are you just kind of self-taught?
Self-taught. I got tired of chasing producers and paying them all this money for beats, so I just sat down. It's kind of messed up. I tore my leg up, and I couldn't walk for a minute.
Uh-huh.
All I could do is just sit on the laptop.
Right.
So I kind of just learned that way. I couldn't move. I couldn't walk for a few months. And I just stayed on the laptop, and I just started figuring everything out. That's really how I learned how to use a computer. I really wasn't too good when using the computer, but learning how to do plugins and updating and all that stuff, it'll teach you.
Yeah, man, that some of those programs are pretty intimidating. Like, if you open up Reason, you know, for the first time, it's like you're ready to operate like a space shuttle or something. That's how many flips and switches are all on those kind of programs. But that's cool that you were able to, you know, that you had the patience to, like, sit down. And it sounds like, you know, you're doing really well with it, and you're, you know, advanced in the program. So that's cool that you had the patience to do that. And like you said, it was probably really beneficial because you don't have to pay all these producers or, like, hunt people down for beats and stuff. So that's cool.
Yeah, and another thing is, like, people using the same... Everybody has... They copying off each other. They making the same beats. They all... Everybody's using, like, 808s the same way. Boom, boom, boom. And,
yeah.
You know, they're not really being creative. They just sounding... They just making, like, what's already out there.
Right. All right, well, you want to go ahead and get into another song here? The next song on the EP, if you want?
Yeah, we can go into that.
All right, cool. What do you want to tell us about the song before we go ahead and play it?
I actually wrote this about a girl I used to be all right with. She ended up dumping me.
Oof, that's rough.
But, you know, I got a song out of it, so...
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, let's do it. This is a song called If You Want by Ramo, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Been anticipating your call. I must admit it's been a long day. Been feeling you for a while now, and I'm digging you in a strong way. But I ain't trying to get too personal. I'm just trying to see what's up, yo. Long hair, pretty smile. I must say I like your style, and I hope you're feeling me. Let's see if we got some chemistry. You're my erotic fantasy. So you know you got a friend in me. I hope I got a friend in you. We can do all the things that you want to. Ain't no secret, I want all of you. I'm trying hard not to fall for you, but
you can come unwind if you want to, but that's only if you want to. We can just conversate if you want to, but that's only if you want to. We can pour champagne if you want to, but that's only if you want to. We can head to my room if you want to, but that's only if you want to.
The way you dress is so professional, flawless from head to toe. Classy, still sexual. I can eat you like my vegetables. And you probably do a body good. You ain't star, but not Hollywood. I'm just trying to get a part of you, so tell me where to start. Roll the cameras, time for some action. Wanna feel your satisfaction. This is strictly closed caption. One-on-one interaction. I know you had a long day, so let's make this a good night. Your very sight is impeccable, so I thought that I would let you know.
You can come unwind if you want to, but that's only if you want to. We can just conversate if you want to, but that's only if you want to. We can pour champagne if you want to, but that's only if you want to. We can head to my room if you want to, but that's only if you want to.
That song you just heard is If You Want by Ramo off of his EP Running All Motherfuckers Over. And if you want to get this album for yourself, you can go to ramodejaneiro.bandcamp.com, and that's ramodejaneiro.bandcamp.com. And you can pick up this full EP for yourself for only $6. So go ahead and do that. You can also follow Ramo on Twitter. It's just at Ramo De Janeiro, the same way that we spelled it for the Bandcamp. Ramodejaneiro. So there's my alarm on my phone. Sorry about that. Hey, Ramo, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, cool. So tell us a little bit about your the process for writing your lyrics. I mean, you mentioned earlier that it kind of just comes to you a little bit. But, I mean, is there kind of any method that you do for writing lyrics? And where do you draw most of your inspiration from when writing your lyrics?
Sometimes I see a story, mm-hmm. and it'd be easy for me to write. And then sometimes there won't be nothing there, and I just have to, like, decide what I want to do. And it'd take me a long time to write.
Right.
But I don't really have a method. I just sit down. But Hustling Hard, that song, it just came to me. Like, when I finished the beat, I just was vibing to it. The first thing that came to me was the hook. And then, like, as soon as I sat down, I wrote the lyrics, I'd say probably in like 15 minutes. Versus a song like If You Want To, where it was an actual story I felt about somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought it out. It came out easy, but I kind of thought it out. And, you know, so it flowed, but it wasn't as fast as Hustling Hard.
Right.
And then F'd Up, which is, that's going to be next song, or Toast With Us?
Yeah, Toast With Us would be next.
Oh, okay. Well, Toast With Us, I had to think more about it. I had to think about what I wanted to talk about, so that kind of took me a minute to write.
Now,
so it's no real process.
Yeah, so it's just kind of an organic thing. It just kind of comes to you when it comes to you, and just, you know, kind of falls out.
Yeah, I'm not one of those guys that could just sit down and just write in 2 seconds. If it comes to me, yeah, but if I got to think about it, it'd take me a second.
Right. So has there ever been a song that you put out and you kind of wished you didn't put out, or kind of wished you would have worked a little harder on? Like, if, kind of a song you wish you would have polished a little more? Because I've, you know, interviewed bands before where they've been kind of like, you know, embarrassed about songs, or just kind of, you know, just wish they wouldn't have put the song out, or would have like reworked it or something. Has that ever happened for you, or have you always been kind of happy with everything that you've put out?
Not yet, but I did just lay a song not too long ago, and I was like, I don't like it.
That's good. That's good you caught it early.
Yeah, if I don't like it, I leave the studio. I won't use it.
Right. So what's the Detroit music scene like, or especially where you're at and where you're playing shows and stuff? Is it pretty supportive of your kind of music, the hip-hop scene? Is it pretty strong around there?
Yeah, the underground scene is real, real strong. I'm trying to tap into it a little more, but the underground is at here. Well, I say the artists are strong, but so much as, you know, Detroit supporting its own, we're not really tight like that. You know, we have to leave and come back.
Uh-huh.
You know, like M left and came back, and Big Sean left and came back, and, you know, I don't know why it's like that. It's just how it is here for some reason.
Yeah. Now, how about some of the other artists? Are all the artists kind of in it together, or is it like strong competition there? Or is everybody willing to help each other out?
Yeah, it's cliques, you know. Once, if you get in and work, I guess you gotta kind of put your work in. I'm kind of a loner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. But, you know, it's cliques here. People have their cliques, and some might work with some. And, you know, it's all right, I guess. But I don't really have no crew or nothing I hang with. I'm kind of by myself. I stay myself. I might work with a couple artists, but, you know, I'm pretty much like working by myself.
Right. Have you thought about maybe teaming up with the Alcatraz guys again?
I have one guy on there on my album from there.
Oh, is that Zeno?
But a lot of, That's not Zeno. It's actually, he's on my boy Debo. He's on another song.
Okay.
But I don't plan on working with those guys again.
Yeah, no. Kind of left with some hard feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Not to be around the bush, but yeah. But, you know, I'm still cool with him, but as far as business, I'm leaving him alone.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So what about, maybe not the Alcatraz guys, but do you maybe, like, think about forming a new kind of clicker group or something? Or are you just kind of going to ride it out solo the whole way?
I'm riding it out solo, man.
Right on. That's cool. Well, let's go ahead and go to the next song, Toast, with us. You actually have a music video you're going to be working on coming out for this song, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Danny Brown, but the guy that did his guitar solo video, he's gonna do this video for me.
Right on.
It should be interesting. It's gonna be cool.
All right, we'll talk a little bit more about the video once we play this song. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, well, let's do it. This song is Toast with us by Ramo, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
I'm from Detroit City, got a lot of homies that's ready to ride with me. Rolling through the streets on 7 Mile, top down. Got suckers hating my style, but I ain't worried. I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind, with my hands on my 9. The game's wide open, I feel it's my time. Like a boss player, I'm coming for what's mine. So recognize, realize what you see. Can't nobody else put it down like me. Hold, stop and stand, come around to see. A brother like no other, got his game from the streets. Life is like a movie, putting words to the beat. Speak fluent when I'm talking about M-O-N-E. It's all about survival, where I'm from, that's just the way it is. So you better think twice about this killer kid. Ain't nobody else coming close to us. And women approach us like we supposed to crush. We living the lifestyle, just living it up. So if you're getting money, have a toast with us. Ain't nobody else coming close to us. And women approach us like we supposed to crush. We living the lifestyle, just living it up. So if you're getting money, have a toast with us. I ain't the average motherfucker. I'm all about my business, I don't deal with no busters. So while y'all trying to figure how to maintain, I'm in foreign skies, sipping on champagne. And yo, it's a damn shame, but y'all can watch me do the damn thing. Like I ain't worried about a damn thing. My clique is a gang, but we ain't concerned about blocks. Global domination, multi-billion dollar plots. For now, you can catch me in my $1 million spot. Because I'm a villain, not a cop, man. It's so real, and I'm as real as it gets. I only make promises, I don't make threats. Nothing into something, feel I earn my respect. Keep quiet, don't reveal the connect. Wanna see me fall, so they can take my spot. But that's just how it is when you're chilling on top. And it
ain't
don't
nobody
stop.
Else coming close to us. And women approach us like we supposed to crush. We living the lifestyle, just living it up. So if you're getting money, have a toast with us. Ain't nobody else coming close to us. And women approach us like we supposed to crush. We living the lifestyle, just living it up. So if you're getting money, have a toast with us.
Let the haters pray for your downfall. I'ma get mine, so you better get yours. Won't settle for less, cause I always want more.
Ain't nobody else coming close to us.
I live life speeding through the fast lane. Living every day like it could be my last day. Haters wanna hate because I got that fast pay.
For real.
Ain't nobody else coming close to us. And women approach us like we supposed to crush. We living the lifestyle, just living it up. So if you're getting money, have a toast with us. Ain't nobody else coming close to us. And women approach us like we supposed to crush. We living the lifestyle, just living it up. So if you're getting money, have a toast with us.
That song you just heard was Toast With Us by Ramo off of his album Running All Motherfuckers Over. And you can get this album for only $6 at ramodejaneiro.bandcamp.com. And that is ramodejaneiro.bandcamp.com. And you can also follow Ramo on Twitter at ramodejaneiro. just at Ramo De Janeiro. So make sure you go ahead and do that. And like I said, if you have any questions for Ramo, you can tweet them to at Corey King, CoreyKingGG. That's me, the host. And I believe that's all the updates I have for you. Ramo, you still with us, man?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, cool. So before we went to the song, we said we were going to talk a little bit about your video for Toast With Us. Are you allowed to give out like the premise of the video? Any ideas you have for what's going to be going on in the video?
We're still working on a few locations, but like the song is kind of like a celebration song. Like, so that's kind of what we're shooting for. He gave me the treatment for the video, but I don't really want to give it out.
Right.
So I don't really remember, so I can't give it out.
Okay. Now, is this going to be the first video that you've been a part of?
No. This would be my first solo video, though. But I shot one video a long time ago before YouTube was popular.
Right on. And so you're kind of new to the music video making process, right?
No, not really. This is my first solo video, but I've been to a lot of videos, and I've actually helped on a couple.
Oh, nice.
But this is like my first baby, though, my firstborn.
Yeah, okay. All right. I dig it. So tell us about your new album coming out in the fall.
My new album is called Searching for Paradise. No official date yet, but I'm going to be finished with that in the fall. And it's just like Detroit's in a bad place right now. I feel like everybody's searching for their own paradise, so that's why I call it Searching for Paradise. I'm actually gonna be address a few issues I'm having in the city, and you know, just what's going on. Running our motherfuckers over. It was a album. I didn't want to make it depressing. I just wanted to make it like an uplifting album.
Mm-hmm.
That you could ride to and party to and enjoy. But Searching for Paradise is not going to be the exact opposite, but it's going to be more serious.
Okay. And is it going to be a full length, or are you going to do another EP?
It's going to be an EP. This is definitely going to be an EP.
Okay. And do you have any plans for a full length anytime soon, or are you just going to kind of, is that later down the road?
I have a... I'm actually working on my next album also, which I was working on before Searching for Paradise, but I just was having so much ideas, and you know, so, and the one I'm released after Searching for Paradise, the album I'm going to release after Searching for Paradise is I think I'm going to call it At War With Myself.
Mm-hmm.
I already have like 7 tracks ready for that. I just have to sit down and write them. I got like 3 tracks written for that done.
That's cool. So tell us about, are you playing shows right now, or are you kind of just writing and getting your name out there via, like, the internet and all the social media outlets and stuff? Or, like I said, are you playing shows in your area, or maybe out of your area?
No shows yet. I'm about to start booking a few probably tomorrow. But I've really been trying to get all my beats and stuff, and, you know, I kind of do everything on my own, the writing, the beats, and promoting. So I've kind of been slacking on everything because I try to answer a lot of the tweets I get and emails, and you know, a few magazines I have to respond back to them, and blogs and all, and I'm kind of getting overwhelmed.
Right.
So but I'm gonna have to start making time to start booking some shows. But I'm trying to finish Searching for Paradise. I'm trying to at least finish recording that. I think I'm going to make it 6 or 7 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm definitely going to start booking shows. But I don't really have the time to do it.
Yeah. Well, do you think that you'd like maybe some help? Would you like to be part of like a management group or something? Or maybe even a label? Are you looking for label support? Or are you just going to try to do the whole thing independently?
Yeah, I'm looking for management. I definitely would... look for a PR person, so I won't have to handle all that. And I think my music sometimes take a hit because my brain is going in so many different directions. I can't focus. I have to like sit down and be still for a minute, calm my brain down, and then start making a beat or writing. It's really difficult for me to write if I got too much going on. I can't focus on the subject. But yeah, you know, label deals, if the right deal come along, I would take it.
Yeah.
But I mean, nobody really approached me yet that I like as far as management.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Well, so, there's
not looking.
Yeah, that's cool. And a lot of people don't understand, like you were saying, you know, your head's going in a million different places with all this music and PR and answering to people and, you know, whatever. But people don't understand, you know, that being in like a band or being a musician is actually as just as much of a business as any other kind of, you know, small business. You know, you got to do a lot of things. You got to create this foundation for yourself and spread yourself out to people and market and do all this stuff. It, you know, it really is a business, and I just think that some people don't, you know, they just think that you play shows and party every day, but, like, you know, it actually is something that you got to have your head screwed on for, you know?
Yeah, I get up at 5:30, and my day ends at, like, 12, and I'm back up at 5:30 again.
Yeah. That's cool, well, man.
You gotta get it in, because if you don't, no one's going to do it for you.
Right on. All right, well, you want to go ahead and play the last song on the EP here, Effed Up?
Yeah, this is actually, I get a lot of fans off of this song here. This one came straight to the heart, from the heart, and I think it's my favorite one on the album. So I hope y'all enjoy it. This is my song, Effed Up.
All right, this is Effed Up by Ramo off of his EP, Running All Motherfuckers Over. And you can get this album for yourself at Bandcamp or RamoDeJanero.bandcamp.com, and also follow Ramo on Twitter at RamoDeJanero. So here is a song, Effed Up, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
I've been feeling f***ed up, so I've been getting f***ed up, wondering if I lucked up on some cash, trying to think of ways to get paid, sick of struggling, so I've been hustling every day, I'm on my grind, ain't got time to f*** around with you lames, and f*** a silly bitch, if I don't play no games, won't say no names, cause some ain't friends no more, ain't down like they should be, only if they could see, my ambition and my motivation, ready to ride, 45 by my side, case somebody won't try, to test me, blood clot, got me gun cocked and ready, smoking weed like a Jamaican, slicing wrists with my machete, I used to have feelings, but now I don't give a damn, see these cards I was dealt, I'm just playing my hand, I'm saying, times is hard, so I get busy, I'm the animal on you busters, when I get grizzly, but y'all don't hear me. Lately, I've been feeling messed up, so I been getting messed up. Lately, I've been feeling messed up, so I been getting messed up. Lately, I've been feeling messed up, so I been getting messed up. Lately, I've been feeling messed up, so I been getting messed up. Hey, for the drama, baby mama always running a list on how I can't do enough, don't wanna hear that ish. Don't wanna see me blow, rather see me old and broke down. One of the main reasons why I smoke now, a 9 to 5, it's just barely getting by. Life's a gamble, so I'm all in, ride or die. Understand like Marvin, why I'm flying high, or excuse me, like Hendrix, as I kiss the sky. Hey, the pressure getting to me, I can feel it in my chest, but won't hit a bar. Molly keeps me easy with the stress, I'm fighting for more, but have yet to progress. Motherfucker say I'm dope, so I'm striving for success. My writing confess, my life at best, searching for other options, feeling depressed. So yo, don't try to call, cause I won't answer the phone. I wanna be all alone in the zone, getting blow. Cause lately I've been feeling messed up, so I been getting messed up. Lately I've been feeling messed up, so I been getting messed up. Lately I've been feeling messed up, so I been getting messed up. Lately I've been feeling messed up,
So I been getting messed up. Plays with me until you in the days like me. I slay this beat with rage like a caged in beat. I can't cease cause the beat takes over my soul. Music runs all through my body and takes total control. I feel bold but I'm still like tomorrow. Tipping back the bottle, drowning in pain and sorrow. This ain't no f***ing game, I feel ashamed and hollow. I'm the blame and I know too much pride to swallow. But I'ma get it in until I can't no more. And I'ma hit the ground running soon as my feet hit the floor. I can't quit and losing's definitely not an option. So I'm on my shit until the whole world's rocking. Killing the underground if I ain't chart topping. You know I got the style to get the whole club popping. Everybody's talking and you know the streets is watching for me to drop it. But I'm on some nonchalance. It's cause lately I've been feeling messed up. So I been getting messed up. Lately I've been feeling messed up. So I been getting messed up. Lately I've been feeling messed up. So I been getting messed up. Lately I've been feeling messed up. So I been getting messed up. I've been carefully calculating all my plans for taking over this industry. And I ain't stopping till everybody in the world's playing my music all in the street.
That song you just heard was F'd Up by Ramo. And like I said before, if you want to get this album for yourself, all you have to do is go to ramodejaneiro.bandcamp.com. And that's ramodejaneiro.bandcamp.com. And follow him at the same name at ramodejaneiro on Twitter to find out what he's up to. And, you know how Twitter works. Ramo, you still with us, man?
I'm here.
All right, cool. So, when you record, are you recording yourself also, or do you go to a studio and have a friend do it for you?
Oh, no, I have a couple studios I go to. I can't record yourself, man.
Yeah.
You got to have somebody that does just recording. And that, you know, I usually get musicians to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got a couple older guys I work with.
That's cool.
Like they've got more of a rock background,
uh-huh,
which works for me. So that's who I record with.
That's cool. If you could collaborate with any one musician, dead or alive, who would you record with or collaborate with?
Tupac.
Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see his? Did you see on at Coachella when he did the hologram Tupac? Did you watch that?
Yeah, that was kind of freaky. I
know, that was crazy. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't know if I like that or not.
I don't know if I do either. All right, well, we're getting close to the top of the hour here, so we got to wrap things up. But before we do that, I want to give you a chance to plug all your, social media outlets and all that stuff, and just anything you want to. And also, if you could just give a word of advice for upcoming musicians or rappers or anything, anybody who's looking to get in the music industry, just give them a piece of advice, on just some good advice. That's what I'm trying to say. So if you go ahead and do that now, I'd appreciate that.
All right. You can go to my website, check out my album, ramodejaneiro.bandcamp.com. You can buy the album or you can buy an individual song. You can actually download Hustling Hard for free. You can go, I'm on Facebook. Check me out on Facebook, Reverb Nation. Join my fan list, ramofanlist@gmail.com. And look out for my album, Searching for Paradise. I'm going to try to finish that up in the fall and give it to y'all. If you join my fan list, I'll also be able to give you a free download of one of my songs. And for artists that's trying to come up, I would just say, you have to be ready to stay on your grind, man. It seems like it's hundreds of millions of rappers now. You know, you just got to try to stray away from the ordinary and do you. And just stay at it, no matter how many people tell you they don't like it or stop doing what you're doing. You only live once. You have to keep going at it till you make it, or else you'll regret it forever. You just gotta build relationships, be nice to people, thank people, and gotta keep grinding, man. It's thousands of blogs, thousands of online radio stations. you have to just be ready for your grind, and you have to be ready to just put in the work.
Right on, Ramo. Well, I thank you for coming on, man. You're obviously a hardworking dude, and you got your stuff together, and you're passionate about what you're doing. And you know, I got confidence in you, and I think you'll do some pretty cool things. So thanks for hanging out with us. Like I said, because I know you're a busy dude, so I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the station.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem. You're always welcome back. And to anybody who's just tuning in, you're on the Artist First World Radio Network. We were here with Ramo. We were listening to his EP, Running All Motherfuckers Over. And this EP, or this show, is actually going to be archived later today. So if you missed it, you can always go to artistfirst.com and click on the Music Special Show link. And you can find this show and download it and have it forever. So, Ramo, thanks again, man. And I appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thank you, Corey. I'll hopefully be talking to you soon.
Right on. Everybody have a good night.